Welcome back to the DVM Academy podcast. It's great to have you with us. Today, we're diving deep into Arthur Hayes' latest essay, Long Live the King. It's a fiery piece that not just predicts the future of Bitcoin, it declares the death of the one thing crypto traders have relied on for years, the predictable four-year market cycle.
That's right. And Hayes isn't pulling any punches. He argues that the traditional cycle is dead because the monetary dynamics that drove the previous peaks and crashes are fundamentally changing. It all boils down to the price and quantity of money, specifically the US dollar and the Chinese yuan.
Okay, let's start with the foundation. Hayes grounds his entire argument in a philosophical premise about money itself. What's the core idea he's building on?
That's right. Segment one is all about the philosophical premise, scarcity and debasement. He starts by establishing that money is simply a necessary construct to adjudicate scarcity. Since we don't live in a sci-fi post-scarcity utopia, we need a mechanism, and markets, guided by the price of money, are the best tool. The problem? Governments. The eternal problem, in his view. How do governments inevitably pervert this system?
Well, Hayes says that all governments, regardless of their political theory, always eventually debase their money supply. They print money in a vain search for that teleportation device to a post-scarcity society. It's the palliative cure for a volatile universe. This constant systemic debasement is the reason Bitcoin exists. He calls Satoshi's white paper a technological miracle that provides the best form of sound money ever created, a way for the people to retain sovereignty.
So, Bitcoin's value is purely a function of its relative worth against the endlessly inflating US dollar. And that brings us to the famous four-year cycle. Why does Hayes believe it's now irrelevant?
Because traders have been applying the four-year pattern, which roughly aligns with the Bitcoin halving, without understanding the true underlying cause, global credit conditions. He performs a forensic analysis of the last three cycles, mapping Bitcoin's price directly against the U.S. effective Fed funds rate, the price of the dollar, and the supply of dollar credit, combined with the China credit impulse, the supply of the yuan.
Interesting. Okay, next up is segment two, dissecting the past cycles.
That's right. Let's walk through those cycles, starting with the first one, the Genesis cycle, ending in 2013. What was the monetary mechanism that caused the peak and collapse?
The Genesis cycle was launched by the global financial crisis response, unlimited QE from the US Fed, and massive credit-fueled infrastructure spending from China. Bitcoin peaked in 2013 when both major monetary powers, the Fed and the PBOC, decelerated their money printing and credit growth. A contraction in the supply of both dollars and yuan popped that bubble.
And then the ICO cycle that peaked in 2017, that one felt different.
It did. Hayes argues the 2017 boom was primarily yuan-driven. China's credit impulse accelerated massively in 2015, coupled with a yuan devaluation. Trillions of yuan flooded global money markets, landing in Bitcoin and ICOs. Meanwhile, the US dollar monetary conditions were actually getting tighter. The dollar supply was falling, and interest rates were rising. The market crashed to the floor when yuan credit growth slowed and those tight dollar conditions finally bit.
And then we fast forward to the COVID cycle, peaking in 2021. This was pure U.S. stimulus, right?
It was. Hayes calls COVID the ruse for Pax Americana to unleash helicopter money. The Fed drove interest rates to 0% and the supply of dollars doubled. This was the ultimate up-only market. Crucially, China did not go all out this time. She used the pandemic to attack their domestic property bubble, so China's monetary policy was mostly a neutral factor. The bull run ended, inevitably, when inflation became politically untenable, the U.S. government stopped the handouts, the Fed started shrinking its balance sheet, and began aggressively raising rates. It was a complete reversal of the money flow.
Last up, segment three, the New World Order and the Sustained Bull Thesis.
And that brings us to today, the New World Order cycle, 2021 to the present day. The four-year cycle pattern suggests we should be nearing a crash or a major lull, but Hayes says that forecast fails because the monetary context is entirely new. How has the liquidity engine changed?
Well, this time, the recent liquidity injection didn't come from the typical QE. It came from the U.S. Treasury Secretary Yellen's policy of draining the Fed's reverse repo program. By issuing more short-term Treasury bills instead of notes or bonds, she strategically drained the RRP, releasing approximately $2.5 trillion in market liquidity.
Okay, so that's the past liquidity. What about the future? Why does Hayes believe the money printing is guaranteed to continue sustaining Bitcoin's rise indefinitely?
Absolutely, and this is powerful for those paying attention. He points to the rhetoric and actions of the political elite in both Washington and Beijing, who are wrestling with managing the decline of the Pax Americana quasi-empire. In the U.S., the political class is signaling a clear path,
which are lower rates with higher and higher money supply. A new U.S. president, referred to as wanting to run the economy hot, is lambasting the Fed for being too tight. Hayes notes that the Fed has already resumed cutting interest rates, even with inflation still above its 2% target.
Deregulating banks is also upon us once again. Aggressive deregulation is expected to allow banks to increase loans and credit to critical industries, further increasing the money supply.
Then there is the China pivot. While China won't be the primary credit driver like in 2017, Xi remains committed to ending domestic deflation. When the economic pressure becomes too intense, as it inevitably will, the PBC will print money to alleviate it.
So in short, the political imperative for both the world's two largest economies is to make money cheaper and more plentiful to shield the populace from the painful effects of rapid global change.
Exactly. Hayes concludes that the future painted by our monetary science masters points only to lower interest rates and higher money supply growth. If the fundamental context is perpetual fiat debasement driven by political necessity, then the old predictable four-year cycle based on temporary credit contraction is obsolete.
So the king is dead. Long live the king. The king fiat is dead. The new market king is Bitcoin and associated technology. A fascinating argument from Arthur Hayes and a level of detail crucial to those working to create their own personal private Bitcoin treasuries. As ever, education and support to get started and sustain this process is key. DBM Academy recommend using the resources available in the Academy, including the DBM Wealth Builder Series, providing bite-sized steps in building a successful digital business. Link in the show notes. See you next time.